Welcome back to this week's installment of Expand Your Mind and Be Kind. Thanks for joining Ryan and I on our adventure, and I hope everyone enjoys our episode. Thank you.
Today's quote is from Soren Kierkegaard. Life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards.
Radizzle my nizzle for shizzle. My nizzle.
Smoke weed every day.
XDXD 420.
Yo, 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 yo.
So,
gin and juice.
I'm actually having a mimosa right now.
Because
I'm a classy bitch.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about, Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a Cabernet Sauvignon. It's called Jam.
Ryan, it's Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon, you got that right.
We speak American. No, but in all seriousness, this episode is dedicated to Kush, marijuana, Mary Jane.
And 420s.
420s. We're having a hype episode for 420. This is like getting us ready. It's like the Fat Tuesday for Lent, but in weed terms.
Do you think for Jared Fogle before he became a child sex person, pornographer person, that every day was Fat Tuesday?
I think every day was 5 foot Tuesday. Because he liked his subs.
Speaking of scum, what a horrible human being.
You know, maybe it was the subs, dude. You could blame it on Subway. If you eat Subway sandwiches, you become a pedophile.
That's terrifying.
I think Good Sense should run with this. This is good marketing here.
Their smear campaign. Get it? Their smear campaign. Because of the smearing. And also the sandwiches.
Right. Anyway. The schmear campaign.
Yeah. But then it would be a cream cheese. Anyway.
Like Dunkin' Donuts. Or
bagels.
Einstein Bros.
Yeah. Einstein Bros was really good. I remember having them in college.
I like Einstein Bros. I think I like Panera's bagels better than Einstein Bros. But it's still pretty good.
Yeah, yikes.
So now, this episode is now no longer marijuana. This episode is about bagels.
Brought to you by our sponsor, Panera Bread.
Also, Einstein Bros. Also
Einstein Bros. Not Subway.
Also, Hoover Vacuums. Because when you get the everything bagel, half of it falls off onto the floor.
That's why there's that expression, everything in the kitchen floor.
So now, the real topic of this episode.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the intricacies of vacuuming and which vacuums are the best, which are the worst. Also, we're going to put a couple plugs in here for our sponsors. Dyson, Bissell,
Vornado. I guess they're not vacuum; they're more like fans. Yeah.
Also, our sponsors: Honeywell, the federal government, aliens,
and state and local government, and aliens. Yeah,
aliens. Also, the real topic of our episode is going to be aliens.
Jim, didn't we talk about this a few episodes ago?
So this is going to be a sequel to that episode. Everybody knows sequels are better than the originals.
Yeah, instead of alien, it's aliens.
Yes, but like not with one S, like Lots of S's.
27,000, yeah.
They're snake-like beings that don't have any legs. Can you imagine, oh, yeah. Can you imagine, like, Alien, like, the Alien from Alien and Predator, but without legs, just slithering around?
That would be very interesting.
It would be, I think, less scary, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that should have been a spoof, like a comedy off of Alien. And they call it Aliens. The second Fang. No, that's too far. I apologize.
No, I like it. I think it's good.
All right, so the actual topic of our episode is...
We're going to do a retrospective on our podcast so far. Jim and I are going to talk about some of our favorite things, things that we are thinking we might do a little differently, and also to just have some conversation around things. So, Jim, let's lead off with some thoughts that you had. What's your favorite thing about the podcast so far? What's something that you really enjoy that we do?
Well, besides spending quality time with my best bud, Ron, because that just goes without saying, I really enjoy how this podcast is kind of, for me personally, kind of pushed me into realms that I may not have ventured originally. I think this podcast... at least for me, it lives up to its name of Expand Your Mind and Be Kind. I've learned a lot about different topics, and I know you've brought things to the table that I haven't thought of, and I hope it's been mutual.
Absolutely, yeah.
If not, I'm it's fine. I'm just, just nothing, and it doesn't matter, and I'm just going to cry in the corner, and it's fine. But no, in all seriousness, I really enjoy it, and it's something I look forward to every week.
Likewise. So, what's a follow-up question to that? What's something that you like? What was your an episode or a topic that we've kind of talked through that comes to mind that you normally maybe not wouldn't have explored or wouldn't have thought as deeply about?
Some like the episodes that we've done on kind of like said the social commentary, I really would like to revisit our first episode that we did on anti-racism. I think we should delve in to that again, especially now that we have like more experience under our belts. For those who don't know, Ryan and I really don't we don't script any of our episodes. We just kind of like pick a topic and jump in and we just kind of roll with it. And I think we've come a long way. Well, I hope we'd come a long way since we started. And it would be cool to kind of hit that episode up again. Cause I think that's one of our favorite topics that we've talked about. Yeah. I think is two white men. That is something that we should understand more because it is so important to our, our country, minorities in our country, but also like for our own, enrichment as people, like learning about the struggles of African-American people in our country has been vastly educating. Some of the things I've dug into because of our podcasts and stuff have really opened up my eyes because, we all learn about like slavery in school and, some things of our dark past, but you really don't get a true appreciation for the terrible things that African Americans have gone through until you really dig.
Yeah.
I probably went way off your answer, but
I appreciated that. So I agree. I think it would be worthwhile to revisit not only that topic, but several others, but to kind of riff on that for a second. It's such a huge, huge topic because there are so many dimensions to it. And I agree with what you said about it helps us to acknowledge that although official slavery happened, I mean, gosh, it's been over 150 years. Well, about that, a little over 120, 130 years, is that there are still remnants of, and not even just remnants, but clear, visible policy and things that have happened that still plague our society because people are being unjustly treated. And and so I think there's plenty of material there to talk through and for you and I to have conversation that is not only enlightening for ourselves and educational for ourselves, but also to acknowledge that some of those things are still existing and still there, and to pay tribute and respect to the people that, you know, gave their lives for civil rights movements and that kind of thing. So yeah, I think there's tons of value in revisiting that. I think there are a couple of other episodes too that we could look at with fresh eyes that would be fun to talk through. Agreed. But yeah, what were you gonna say?
It's so easy to, from like a privileged ignorant position, to like have your thoughts on things, but you know people get upset about Black Lives Matters like protests, and you know, some people make a big deal about the riots that happened, even though they were a small percentage in proportion to the protests. And you sit there and like people sit there and make judgments about it. But if you really start to dig into the history of African American culture, which is entrenched in our history, like, before we were even a country, there were slaves in our country from Africa, around the world. You know, Africa was pillaged and raped in every sense of the word, like economically, culturally, its people. And if you look into that history and you really start to educate yourself on it, you can get a sense for the anger that has been building over time, and the frustration. And it's almost like a curtain has been kind of pulled back, and you get a glimpse of a little bit of that, which is so like awing and also awesome.
Yeah, it's also extremely humbling.
Yeah,
if you are one of the fortunate people that haven't, you know, had to experience some of those things. And I'm sorry, I want to lay this out there right now. There is no equivocal suffering that people could have. So people are like, well, right, I grew up in a bad neighborhood and I'm white, or like any of this kind of stuff. It's like, no. It is not the same. It is not the same. But anyway, we could have an entire discussion about that.
Something,
and that is not the intention of this episode.
No. And something also, it's been coming up on NPR a lot recently, because of the disproportionate deaths on tribal land in our country. I've just been listening into a lot of different episodes about tribe issues and politics within tribes, and then like, you know, there's the goings ons. And I think it would be really cool to do an episode on the Native Americans in our country too, because that is something else that a lot of people don't put a lot of thought to, and it's definitely something that our educational system fails us. You know, growing up, you know, I know you were public school for all the way through, and I was private school. and then public school for a little while, but I don't think either of us really learned a good chronicling of the history of the original inhabitants of this land, the true original Americans. And I think it'd be really interesting to have an episode on that. Maybe several.
Yeah, totally. I am on board. I think there's tons of value in visiting a lot of that. I would also be interested in exploring more around how, and maybe this is a little more pointed or specific, but like how healthcare, like how our current healthcare system is disadvantaged toward people of minority backgrounds, mm-hmm. and how, especially since you're a little closer to the action, like what your perspective has been on caring for people that are not, you know, maybe traditionally taught in curriculum is like, you're going to be taking care of white people, right? Like you're actually experiencing taking care of people that are of Latinx origin or African American or other ethnicities or races that don't kind of form to the archetype of, you know, what you mm-hmm. see in a lot of literature. And that's actually kind of an aside, something that we're focusing on as a company, the company that I work for. I won't say their name on the air just in case I'm not allowed to do this, but the company that I work for, they're doing they're focusing on some diversity.
The company name, by the way, if you guys want to really know, it's called The Russians.
Yeah. Right. Jim, I would like to tell you about our plan.
Let me tell you. to eradicate our Americas, yeah. United States.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, I guess we could have, again, another whole episode on that topic. But so let's kind of go back to our kind of main topic at hand, and that is to reflect on some things. So what is something that, or what is an episode or just a piece of content or subject that we've approached that you were not as big of a fan of, like your least favorite episode, and not because you thought we did it poorly, but the content or something about it? Maybe talk a little bit about why you think we could do something different in the future.
So I feel like I'm a huge critic of our podcast, and more importantly, like a critic of my performance on our podcast, which I know is unfair. And I know it's, you know, podcasting is such a, it's a different world. There's so many things to compare yourself to. There's a lot of different people who do it, and there's a lot of different angles on it, a lot of different topics. You can really podcast just about in any way you want. But I think if there was an episode maybe that we could redo, if possible, like replace it, is that kind of what you were asking?
Yeah.
I
was just kind of trying to help frame the question to say, like, if there's something that you'd like to see differently out of our podcast, or something that you're excited about us, or that you've seen us change, or something like that, like what's something that comes
must be
to
the
mind?
Wine talking.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I think we should get more aggressive, kind of pushing the envelope with things that we don't know.
Okay. Paint ourselves in a corner with things that we feel a little more comfortable talking about.
Yeah. And it's not always the case. Like, I think we do a decent job of that. But I think if we're really going to do ourselves justice, we will kind of push the envelope and really kind of expand our minds.
Yeah.
Okay. As it were.
Totally.
But Ryan, we have to do that now.
Yeah.
If we don't do that right now, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking.
So the topic of this podcast is actually...
Yes.
How about yourself?
I think, well, just to share some initial thoughts on the podcast so far, I feel like because I've listened to some of our, even fairly recently, listened to some of our earlier episodes, and we sound extremely figuring it out-ish. And as we've progressed, I don't want to say we're even close to doing anything like mastering or becoming better, but I see improvement in the way that we have discussions, and it feels more natural to me, and it feels like we're less concerned about the outcome. And I feel like when we first started, I think we were more focused and concerned about, will people like this? People want to listen to it. Those different kinds of things. And that's even still not really our goal. That's like we want to see as many people as possible listen to our podcast. But I think just enjoying it and not caring as much about, like, is this episode good, but more like the process of doing it. And I think that's where you become more in your element as a
But Ryan, we
person.
have to think of our sponsors.
That's true. Yeah, we have to take our sponsors. Which actually brings me to our next topic, which is Altoids, keeping your breath super fresh.
Keeping your ideas also
Yeah.
fresh.
Yeah, it's funny that I mean, not that, we don't have agreements with any of these people, by the
Right, we have,
way.
probably will never have pot
We are
sponsors.
receiving no kickbacks from this conversation.
Right.
But I feel like what we've done so far is like when you see people drive around with these magnet advertisements on their cars, like they give you like $50 a month to drive around with a Tootsie Roll sticker on your car.
I have a friend who actually had one on his car for a little
Hey,
while. We gave him shit for it. But it you know, he was
it's
it's a real
extra
thing.
cash, if it's, but anyway, yeah, so that's probably my thing that I've enjoyed the most as far as our progression and development, and something that I kind of wanted to see improve and change a little bit is just our comfortability with doing this. And I feel like it's just kind of naturally transitioned to do that because, well, one, we're just consistently doing it, and we've kind of become a little more comfortable with how to do it and the tools and all that kind of thing. And so it kind of enables us to have it be a little more free flow than before. So yeah, that's
Yeah.
probably my favorite thing as far as like seeing development and progression for what we're doing.
Agree. It's been a growing experience,
Yeah, and I think it's neat
for
to
sure.
explore some things because, like you mentioned a little earlier, we don't script any of the things that we do. So it's really just a spontaneous, extemporaneous thing that we're doing. And I think that's kind of true form to how you and I have discussions in real life. I know no one scripts their actual conversations they have with their friends, but, or at least I hope they don't.
Read the script, God damn
At least I hope they know,
it.
but yeah, I think that kind of that in itself lends some freedom to just say like, hey, this is kind of more unfiltered conversation. So
Right. It's raw. Ryan and Jim in the
yeah, the
raw.
raw kind of like that sh
Not a porno.
right not for So yeah, so as far as like what's just to kind of go back and do a little more reflection, what is your favorite recommendation that you've seen so far? Or like what's something that sticks out in your memory is something that you or I have recommended that you're like, hell yeah, that's a kick-ass thing, and I'm glad that that was brought up.
Ryan, is this the part where I have to choose what you recommended? Because otherwise, if I don't,
It
then
was
it's kind of like
I'm kind of
a
leading the witness here, so you have to answer. No, I'm legitimately saying like I think a lot of the things that you've suggested have been amazing, and that's where my answer would lie, but I would really like to hear your thoughts on what you believe and what
I'm
you think,
recommending.
yeah.
So, full disclosure, I really like our recommendation part of the podcast. I think it's something that you and I hold dear to our hearts, kind of, you know, the mix of food and drinks that we've chosen, the podcast we've recommended, the media we've recommended. It's kind of a space to, you know, say like, or to suggest to other people, like, this stuff's pretty cool. It's got at least two people's stamps of approval, so you should check it out.
Right.
And I really value your perspective and your recommendation on things. I think we have a pretty synergistic, but also complementary way of looking at things, and our recommendation is a good manifestation of that. That being said, my favorite one that we have done, and I have to think about this because my head's a little foggy right
now. It doesn't even have to be a favorite either. It could just be like one that sticks out as memorable. Difficult to find.
I think probably they all kind of. I really like our food ones the best.
Yeah.
I know we suggest drinks, and we've a couple times suggested like media and shows and whatnot. But I think the food ones really stand out to me, because I think that is like a hobby you and I have that we share an almost equal passion.
Yeah.
And I have made some of the things you have suggested, and I think likewise.
Indeed.
And it's cool. It's cool to kind of to see how, you know, we cook individually, and, you know, food is so a part of our lives, and it's definitely like hobbies of ours, that it just brings me that extra special bit of joy.
Yeah, agreed.
How about you, Ryan? Keep flipping these questions.
It's your recommendation for steak à poivre. That was actually like I think the one that sticks out the most, because I made it for Catherine, and it actually turned out pretty well for the first time ever trying it, and I think she enjoyed it too. But that one always sticks out of my head for some reason. Maybe because, well, I mean,
I went ham when I was doing that one.
No, it's so good.
I wouldn't do a lot of detail.
So good. But yeah,
I love steak au foie.
And yeah, that's the one that comes to mind anytime I think of that.
Oh, thank you, yeah, Ryan.
Of course.
Did you just do that to make me feel good?
No, I did not. I did that to make me feel good.
Well, first of all, how dare you?
That's what she said.
no pun intended. So I look forward to our recommendations in the future. I think, I mean, we'll continue to like to recommend other things besides food, but I think the food ones will always kind of, they'll hold a special place in my heart. And the more we share with each other with the different things that we learn how to cook, I think the more enriching and enjoyable our podcast will be.
Totally agree with that.
Ryan, is it weird? Do you realize we've been talking for 30 minutes?
Do I think that's weird?
No.
Do I think it is stereotypical, potentially?
Is it right?
Is it right?
Of course.
Yeah. Of course.
Are
you saying that because you're tiring of our conversation, Jim?
No, I'm saying it, Ryan, because I have noticed that our episodes have gone on for a little long. Ryan, like 3 episodes ago, we had an hour-long episode.
Oh, dang. Okay. So it's like a soap opera now.
Which, on it, it is. We should have
we should
parts.
Do dramatic we should acting.
Yeah, make it an opera.
Melodrama.
Yeah. Coming to you in the near future.
How could Ryan you do this, Clarice? I thought you cared about
you
me.
You slept with him. You have betrayed me, and now I must take my own life.
Sweet, sweet
I
dagger.
Literally just took your leftovers.
Yeah. I'm just your DoorDash person. Yeah.
Are you okay? Do I need to get you help?
Oh, man.
If only.
Well, is there anything else that you think would be valuable right now to kind of reflect on as far as like what we've been doing so far and just any other thoughts before we transition into a Be Kind?
One more thought.
Okay, go ahead.
I am very thankful for getting involved with this. Shoot, it was almost over a year ago. This podcast, by the way, if anyone was curious, is Ryan's brainchild.
It is.
I was just an accomplice.
That is not true. It was a duality of children that
true,
one child consumed the other child.
But you had come up with the original child.
All right.
That consumed the other child.
We can agree to not disagree, but we can agree to say that we're both right.
I'm not going to agree that you're right about agreeing that we're both right, but I'm still going to say what I said, and then that is we all live in the Matrix.
Yep, it's a simulation.
Yep.
But really,
spoiler.
It takes two to tango, and I think that this whole experience, if anything, has given Jim and I an opportunity to hang out when we couldn't otherwise, and also hopefully...
Thanks, COVID!
Yeah, right, and hopefully it has also been helpful or consoling or distracting or enlightening, or it could be all of those things to anybody out there.
Even if it's absolute dog shit, at least it's something.
And appreciate anybody who is listening and that you are important and that you matter and that you are loved. And even if you're feeling lonely or isolated right now, it is okay because we are here with you.
Right. In the words of our recent great leader, you're the best. The best I've ever seen. Nobody's better, let me tell you.
We're going to edit that part.
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, no, I don't mean your impression. I just mean that part of our history. I think that...
Oh, yeah.
No, both. In all seriousness, it provides a good lesson. So, all right, well... Yeah, that's just kind of our thoughts so far on the podcast, and we're anxious and excited to see what comes next, and we'll keep making these things and see what happens, and it's just kind of a fun experiment, and of course appreciate any feedback. At the end of the episode, there's the way to contact us, so feel free to do that. Anything else?
And if you don't contact us, it means you hate us, so
yes.
You choose.
Yes. Oh, I have a parting joke before we transition. Somebody at my work said, "That's not what I meant by contact tracing," when they found me drawing with a sheet over a couple of the directory for the company.
I feel like there's more information that I need here.
No, I butchered the joke. What I meant to say was, You know how, and it, you know, a joke sucks and you have to explain it, but that I had a book filled with the contacts of the company and I was tracing the pictures of the people that, anyway. Yeah. Oh, okay. So it sucked and I did a shitty delivery, but anyway, hopefully somebody could take that and make it good. All right. We will be back shortly.
Indeed.
Jim, it is the time.
For Laffy Taffy jokes?
Shake the Laffy Taffy.
The Laffy Taffy.
Oh, I'm Mr. Bubblegum. I'm Mr. Chick-a-Stick. I want to da-da-da. Oh, because you're so thick. Anyway.
So now our podcast is going to be about the intricacies and the sweet poetic nature of our favorite rap songs.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
I got hoes. And different area codes.
There's that Ludacris thing, the track on the Ludacris word of mouth CD where he's like, these are white people rapping. And it's a whole bunch of white people saying all of his lyrics.
Reciting his lyrics in poetic form.
Right. Yes.
I love that. Have you ever... God, what is his name? He's a guy that he like croons famous pop songs and like rap songs, like the dirtiest songs you could possibly think of. He like croons it.
Oh wow!
So it's like very Frank Sinatra-y, Michael Bublé, but it's like fuck bitches get money kind of stuff. God, I'm gonna have to find his name.
Yeah, please send that over. It'd be funny to. Watch that. So Jim, for our Be Kind, I think the theme of this episode could be a helpful reminder to people to take a moment when you're in the middle of doing something, you know, trying to improve at something or at a point in your life, to take some time out of your day or your week or your year to just reflect on how things are going, what you like, what you don't like, what you want to change, what you want to continue doing, those different kinds of things. And to schedule those into your calendar so you can adjust, because life changes and so do you. And it can be very helpful to have those opportunities to adjust and pivot as needed.
Agreed.
Do you have anything that you would like to add or any additional thoughts before we kind of transition over to your recommendation, which I'm very excited for?
I have one thing that I think is going to be invaluable to not only us, but anyone who listens is it's a piece of worldly wisdom and philosophy. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get an alien baby to sleep?
How?
You rock it.
Hey yo. That's great. I like that one. That's way better than my joke.
It's a Laffy Taffy joke.
Oh, it's actually a Laffy Taffy joke.
It actually is.
Oh shit.
I digress. That was very well said, Ryan.
I appreciated that. All righty. Well, we will take a brief pause and we will be back with Jim's recommendation, which will be masterful.
Yes, maybe. Hello there.
Hello. Wasn't me you're looking for.
So, my recommendation this week, which may seem a little offbeat, a little off topic.
Oh, Jim, it's already kind of starting to sound that way.
A little bit. is a book called Laffy Taffy Jokes for Dummies. No, I'm just kidding. So I think we're probably gonna do an episode on it here in the near future, so maybe this is gonna be a little bit of an intro to that or what it may be. So I have recently kind of gotten into D&D, and more specifically like a virtual D&D with a group of friends, thanks COVID. And we've been doing the campaign for a couple months now, and it started off a little kind of like dry, and we were unsure where it was going to go. And it's really turned into kind of a rich, fun story that we're all involved in. We've all kind of like contributed to along the way, and it is a lot of fun. Like we drink when we do it. We do stupid things. We do smart things. We vanquish the foes. Sometimes we get vanquished. And my recommendation is if you've been thinking about starting a D&D game with friends, or you've wanted to but you don't have any friends to start one with, I recommend you go for it. There's a lot of cool free online resources that you can use. There is a website called D&D Beyond that allows you to kind of like create characters and kind of set everything up, and then everything kind of like automatically populates, and then you can roll your dice on it. And it automatically like applies your modifiers and stuff. It just makes things easy, and it allows you to visualize stuff. And it's a good free way. I know there's paid parts of it you can get if you want to like get more out of it, but the base version is free. You can set up campaigns. You can join campaigns from it. And there's also another website that me and my friend group use in tandem called Roll20, which gives you kind of like a visual representation of what you're doing. So it like puts out maps, it gives you like little characters you can move around on the map, and it also offers like voice and video if you don't want to use like another platform like Discord or Skype or whatnot or Zoom. And those in combination allow you to kind of give you the free tools to be able to start at a D&D adventure with friends. And if you have the slightest inkling to try a campaign out, you should go for it. It is 100% worth it. It's fun. You get in to it what you get out of it what you put into it. And definitely it's kind of become a trend in the last like year or two, partially I think this is just speculation probably because of our COVID phenomenon we have, and it's fun. You can pick your classes, you can grow your characters, you can change your characters, like really all the decisions kind of ride on you and your group. But it's fun, and especially in a world where we can't get together or meet out whenever we want to, it's a good pastime. I would 10 out of 10 recommend anyone to try to start a campaign. You have to have somebody dedicate to being a dungeon master, which is somebody who kind of like sets up the story, is dedicated to kind of like guide people through, to kind of make the overarching decisions when things happen. It's a pretty fun job. You get to be the creator of the group. You get to decide where things are going. You get to decide like how things resolve. you get to be very creative, and a lot of the fun in the game is kind of hilariously and interestingly, like, guiding your other fellow players through the game. And then you can play the game with up to, like, from 2 to 6 people. 4 is kind of like the magic number for D&D. And you message back and forth. You talk about what characters you're gonna make, and you decide, like, if you're gonna have synergy, if you're all gonna do your own thing, or if you're gonna change part of the way through. It's like playing a very, very long, drawn out board game with your friends, and it's a game where you get to be very much in control of what happens. And it definitely is a bonding experience too. Highly recommend.
Sounds awesome.
So the website that allows you to, like, kind of create your character and kind of be in control of, like, all of that stuff. It's called dndbeyond.com, and it's not D&D, it's dndbeyond.com. And then the other website is turn20, the word turn 20 and then .com, and then that allows you to kind of have visual representations of everything. And there's multiple ones out there. If there's another one that you find that you like more, go for it. But my the central, like, thing I'm recommending is that you should attempt a D&D campaign. It is very nerdy. Embrace it. It's fun. And it is hilariously a good time. It helps to drink alcohol while you do it, but go for it. Embrace your inner nerd.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk more about that. I think we could devote an entire episode to do that. Cool. Well, thanks for the recommendation. And everybody, as always, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
And if you ever think about tuning out, we will find you.
We will find you, like Liam Neeson. But anyway, have a good one. Enjoy your weekend, everyone, and we will talk soon.
Goodbye.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to it as much as Jim and I enjoy making it. If you'd like to subscribe, we will be sending out feature content within the coming weeks, months, and years. So feel free to do that, and we'd love to have you around.
And Ryan, don't forget, we're on social media.
Oh, that's right. We are on Twitter at expandmind, be kind, and that is the letter B. And then we are also on Gmail. If you want to send us an email, it's expandyourmindandbekind@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us questions or any thoughts that anyone may have, and can't wait till the next episode.
Like Dr. Dre.